G'day listeners and welcome to the Weekend Preview Podcast for the weekend of January 11. I'm Joel Marshall. Joining me to take a look at all the weekend's action, including the big Magic Millions race day up on the Gold Coast, is my Winning Post colleague Daniel Nuttall. And Daniel, well, every year when they get capacity fields for the Gold Coast on this weekend, and I think the carnival's probably ramped up a little bit even this year. Obviously, they're trying to build it into a two-day carnival. We had last Saturday with the Wave and a few of those other rich races, so they're really building this carnival. Just seems to grow every year.
Yeah, look, it's one of my favourite race days of the year, really, the Magic Millions. Definitely on the bucket list in terms of getting up to one day, but yeah, capacity feels great, punting card as always, and but I think in those, which we'll touch on a bit later, those that two-year-old, three-year-old race, I think, yeah, again, just no different. I think there'll be a couple of double plays in those races, I think, and also the maiden. I know you like betting on the maiden as well. I think there's definitely some value to be found. So overall, a very good day at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, it is a bucket list item. Been lucky enough to be on track for two Magic Millions. I think Karuta Queen was one of the winners 1 year, and the other escapes me. Plus, it could have been Dryfontaine when she got the protest. I think she got the protest against No Looking Back. I think that might have been the year we were there, but yeah, a good day. So if you're getting out there, enjoy it, and hopefully we can find you a few winners to help pay for the day. It's always a tough day's action, though. We will concentrate on the two big ones, the Magic Millions 3-year-old Guineas, race number 6, and the 2-year-old Classic, race 7, and we'll take you through what else we like on the rest of the card. But the Guineas, race 6, and perhaps it's one of the less appealing betting races of the day if you're really think the Alligator Blood's over the line. He's $1.70. He's going to be very hard to beat. Are you with him, Daniel?
Yeah, I sort of disagree to an extent in regarding whether it'll be... I agree it's one of the more appealing betting races on the card, just because whilst he deserves to be the favourite and deserves to be that sort of, price $1.80, $1.90, or whatever he is, I think there's some pretty good horses here in this field that can, it wouldn't shock if they were to, to get up and be worth an each-way play. Look, he's on top Alligator Blood, but I'll be roving him in some trifectas and first fours with the likes of Levitian, the 10, sort of burst the bubble of Bandersnatch last start, a smart horse from the Gerald Ryan stable. That was up to the 1400 metre distance for the first time. He gets out here again, and I think he's over the odds. It's Kind of Magic. Relative newcomer to the scene, this three-year-old, is in her first preparation. I like the way she can maintain a high cruising speed, and she has drawn well, 54 kilos. So she's in Superium. Also, I know you've got plenty of time for. He's racing well. He deserves a shot, and I think Exhilarates as well, obviously, the winner of the two-year-old classic last year in the game as well. But yeah, I'll do some exotics, I think. Roving Alligator Blood, 2-10, 15-6.
Yeah, I'm with 6 Superium. Always been a fan of this horse, and he's come back in good order. Just couldn't quite peg back the leader last start. Name escapes me, Embracer, who was sort of able to control things, but he really knuckled down late at the end of 1200. 1400 ideal. Gate 1 should be okay, but he's a horse that's still learning the caper. He can be a bit green, so he's going to need a few things to go right, but I'm happy to have something on him at 20-1 to beat 2 Alligator Blood. No knock on him. He'll be very hard to beat. 8 Profit, I think, is very smart. He showed that in the Vaux Rogue at his first real test at this sort of level. And tackling that first up, you have to think he's got a stack of improvement in him. And 3 Hightail, placed in the Classic last year, and seems to be going pretty well 12 months later. 6-2, 8-3. Race 7 is the big one, the Magic Millions 2-year-old Classic. And, well, pretty open race. There's some smart ones in it, but we're looking at sort of 5, 550 the field. Aim, I think, is still the current favourite at around that quote. So, yeah, it looks to be wide open, Daniel.
Yeah, we'll probably have a couple of bets in this race also. Got a Kiss will be my main bet. I got her on top of the informed Stephen O'Day stable. I think she's crying over the 1,200 metres. She had 3 runs for 2 wins and a second. All have been over 1,000, but just the way she's sort of racing, I think 1,200 metres will be perfect. She can settle midfield from a good draw and be strong late. I know that's one of her attributes. So she's on top, got a Kiss, but look, open race. I think King's Legacy is worth a bet. Set a little bit closer than I thought he would last start, but he was still too good for Every Rose. I think might have been the favourite for this race a couple of months ago. Aim in next, the stable mate, one on debut, and then the second up win put the brace to bed in a matter of strides there. That was impressive. He'll have a lot of fans, no doubt. I think a couple others worth including is the 2 Farnan, his 2 wins being dominant, and Stella Pauline, I think, horse I've had a little bit of time for. She's still a maiden, but I think she's quite good. But you've got a kiss on top for me, 11, 1, 5, 2, and 15.
Yeah, I've gone for some value again, and I'm with Stella Pauline. I like the look of this filly. She was very good on debut, was favoured in the Gym Crack Strong at the end of 1,000 metres there. And first up, 1,200 against AIM. She sort of came wide. AIM got a lovely run through. You'd have to think there's plenty of improvement in her second up. A little gear change, winkers on. Happy to back her each way. From 1 King's Legacy, 5 AIM. So that's a Snowden 1-2-3 for me. And I'm going to throw in Every Rose. Very good trainer, Martin Unum. Good at getting them right for the grand final. I know she's been beaten favourite at the hands of a couple of her rivals, but I just reckon she might be ready to peak on the day. 15-1-5-10. Elsewhere on the card, I like Yamazaki again. I was sort of liked her a little bit last week, and I think on the back of that, she'll be really hard to beat. It's obviously a tougher race, race 5, number 10, but I'll be sticking with her and including her with the likes of Tahitian Dancer, Invincibella, and Irithea. And in the last, Escape to Paris, I think, is a good roughie. It was 50-1 earlier in the week, just off nominations. Looked a bit silly. She's in 26s, I think, inside draw. This cutest race has got a bit of depth to it this year, though, so she won't find it easy. But happy to play her at a bit of a price. Elsa on the card, Daniel, what were you keen on?
Yeah, it was a hard day to sort of make it to hone in on a special. I'm with Champagne Cuddles. I think she does strike a pretty winnable race first up. She flies fresh. Have a look at her record. 7 starts and 3 of them have been wins, 4 of them minor placings. I think this race has a bit of a long tail. I think she only has probably 3 or 4 main rivals here and a couple of nice trials. She can resume a winner in this. Champagne Cuddles, race 4, number 5. The value comes up in the first, that maiden I referenced earlier. I'm with Hulk, the 3. I've come up a big price. I thought he'd sort of come around $5, $6, but it's $9 at the moment. Happy to take some of that. First up record, it does read well. Like, you know, he's a bit of a gunner. He's had 10 starts, 6 placings yet to win. But he wasn't far off Diamond Thunder last preparation. And I did like his trial. He's given a good hit out there and did respond well to riding to hit the line nicely in that trial. So James McDonald on board, that's a big plus. I think Hulk at $9 is a good each way bet in the opener, race one, number three.
All right, Flemington plays host to racing in Melbourne and some smallish fields for Chester Manifold Stakes Day, including the feature, the Chester Manifold, race 7 on the card. I struggled to find a best and a value here, but I made a bumper blast in the feature. He's going to have to step up a little bit in class, but it's not that strong a race, and he's a promising horse. I think he can win. I've got him to beat First Hand, Amadeus, and Guizzo. He's the best, and my value is Shivago, race 3, number 7. I was following her in her first prep. She was on wet track. She was able to win a maiden, and then she got tipped out after missing out at Sandown. Like the recent jump out, I've made her my value. If I'm taking doubles or exotics in the race, Paul's Regret is a filly I've got a lot of time for. I don't think we can put a pen through that last run, where she clearly had excuses. But for the record, Shivago my value. And in the last, I liked Spare Change. I was sort of all set to make it a bit of a rough play for the day. I thought it might have gone up around 20-1, but $8, $9, so a bit shorter than I anticipated. I am expecting him to run a cheeky race first up. Daniel, what were your thoughts of Flemington?
Yeah, my best comes up in race 4. Look, they don't jump out as well as Blaise Jowski did at Cranbourne. It was a terrific piece of work. Inform rider on board. Greg Urell's seen him quite well, the stable at the moment. And they present the promising Blaise Jowski first up. A very good preparation last time in. Racing some open handicaps here at Flemington and race well. His distance form's good, and he's won 2 of 3 first up. He ticks a lot of boxes for me, Blaise Jowski. The main threat that way seems to be Wagner, the 4, but pretty keen on Blaise Jowski. Race 4, number 3, and the value for me comes up in the same as yours, Shivago, in race number 3. I really liked her jump out at Werribee, and yeah, showed a bit of promise as you touched on last preparation. I think double figure odds is definitely a bit of a steal for Shivago, race 3, 7.
And our editor at the Winning Post, Tony Kneebone, also like Shivago, made it his value bet for the Winning Post this week, so maybe one for listeners to jump onto. Randwick racing on Saturday. They also have a listed race, and it's also a small field, the January Cup, one of a handful of these 2,000 metre stakes race through this summer period. I'm with Aqua Divina. I think she's ready to win, to beat number 1 Lover Lover, who's got to give a fair bit of weight away, and I'm not sure she can do that, even though she was dominant last start. Look, I'm really not overly liking the $1.90 price for Mr. Dependable in the last, but he's my best and I think he'll win. So look, maybe one to build some multis around. I think he's a very progressive horse. He can take the next step. And my value's Helga. Again, I was sort of hoping for $8 or $9. I think she's around $6.50. Good first up going back over the short trip. Up in distance suit, she can settle closer like she likes to, like she was last prep when she was racing well. And I think she can take some beating second up. Aqua Divina, as I mentioned, the other one I like on the card. And yeah, they'll probably do me for Randwick. Daniel, anything else you like?
Of course, I've got plenty of time for is Cradle Mountain. He comes up in race three. First up here, he's trialled well. Look, I followed him all throughout his last preparation and a couple of things went wrong, especially early on. It was a little bit costly for me. He was managed to run a place at a decent each-way price at his most recent start, but since put away for a spell, as I said, trialled well, first up for him very well. I think he's quite an honest conveyance horse and drawn well here. So he's my best, Cradle Mountain, race three, number two. The value comes up later today. Pretty good price for Judge Judy, I thought, about $17 when I last looked at the markets. Race seven, number seven. I really like the first up run there. Did have much luck, but ran well considering. Second up form reads terrific. A wide draw, but we'll need a bit of luck. I just thought $17 was too big a price to ignore for race seven, number seven, Judge Judy for the Kim Moore stable.
All right, Murray Bridge racing on Saturday, and well, they've certainly come out to play there with capacity fields for most of the day. Nine race program. A bit of depth in numbers. Is there any depth in strength, Daniel? And even if there's not, yeah, we're still going to find a winner.
Yeah, look, I thought it was a tough day to find a winner. As you said, the capacity fields. One I'm going to go with a lightly raced filly by the name of Robe Bay from the Peter Hardacre stable. Two wins from three starts. Beat a horse I got plenty of time for in the Pugilist from the McAvoy stable at Morpheville last start. Sort of toyed with her rivals that day. I like horses when they jockeys when they claim 3 kilos on the minimum or nearabouts minimum. Terry Gavorum 52.5 kilos after the claim. I think just has a higher ceiling than a lot of these, and happy to make her my best on. She's a progressive type. The value comes up earlier in the day. Race four, I think it is, Miss Mosh from the Sue Jantz stable. Got a long way over the ground last start. Really liked the way she finished off though there, despite being underriding a long way, slightly up in trip. I think Miss Mosh at about $10 worth an each way play for sure.
All right, Pinjarra racing in the west on Saturday, giving Ascot a little bit of a break, and they've got 10 of the best there at Pinjarra, where the feature is the Mandurah Cup. Race 8 on the card, and BJ Ryan's value bet comes up in that race, and it's Lord Help Me Run, race 8, number 8. He thinks he can improve at odds, while his best is race 3, number 3, Fire Sail, across the Tasman on Saturday, and we're racing at Trentham and Omoto. Trentham, the best is Fiscal Fantasy, race 6, number 3, and the value is a first starter, race 3, number 6, Tavi Rock. I thought trialled quite well for Graham Rogerson. And Omoto down in the South Island, the best is Carnaby, race 10, number 4. And the value is the Bumper, race 9, number 5. Should mention there's a Group 1 at Trentham too, the Levin Classic. Only a small field, but it is a good field. Harlech from the Moroni team, who is very smart. He chased home Catalyst in the 2000 Guineas. You've got Mascarpone, who's looked really good for Team Rogerson of late. And Travelling Light, the filly. I'm in her camp. She's very smart, so I've lent the way of her. Mick D over in New Zealand to take the ride on Harlech in that race. Well, that just about takes us out for this week's preview podcast. Don't forget to get out and pick up your winning post. Got all the regular features, Friday form, Saturday form, and also through to Sunday. We've got fields for both the New South Wales meetings on Monday, including a monster program for Dubbo if you're doing the form for that meeting. It'll be a staying affair, that's for sure. And obviously the big focus on the Gold Coast card on Saturday. Before we let you go, we better give a $20 bet. And Daniel, you nailed it last week with Mrs. Beckham. Good winner for your $20 bet. What will be yours this week, as I have a quick scour through the form to decide mine?
I'm pretty happy with the win last week, but probably worth mentioning your winner, being Exacerbate on top for your best value, or best roughie in Melbourne at 40-1. So we don't really spruke ourselves enough on this podcast, I don't think. Maybe our results probably haven't deserved it, but definitely
last week
anyway.
Get out the trumpet and the party poppers after that week,
for sure, yeah. 40-1, so well done to you. And yeah, it was good to get Miss Beckham over the line. I think she's a very talented horse. I was pretty keen on her last week. I think she's going places. Anyway, we move this week. I just have at the price, Hulk in the first at the Gold Coast, $9. Of course, it is a tough day, but $9 for Hulk. I think he'll start shorter than that, and I'm going to plonk my 20 on him for a $180 return, hopefully.
All right, well, a little bit different. I'm going to have $4-5 win bets at the Gold Coast, so we're spreading it nice and thin here, but they're all at good odds, and it's that sort of day. I think you can have a few little plays. And look, my best bets in Melbourne and Sydney, Bumper Blast, Mr. Dependable. I don't think I can step in at their current quote. So $5 a win, Yamazaki, race 5, number 10, Superium, race 6, number 6, Stella Pauline, race 7, number 15, and Skate to Paris, race 9, number 12. That'll give you a bit of fun through the day, and hopefully if one of them salutes, you'll have a nice wad of cash to stick into your back pocket. Hopefully we found you a few winners. Enjoy Magic Millions weekend, and we will be back next week with the preview podcast.